These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting your eyes checked at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting an eye exam at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Guys, we got a pet store break-in to get things started here.
Oh, boy.
Serious business, but it wasn't just the pet store. It was a lot of places.
Now, I want to play this for you. I'm not going to show it to you for those watching on the webcams and you guys in the studio. I'm going to pause it at a certain point.
Okay.
Now, Columbus police arrested a man accused of breaking into several businesses in West Columbus, including a pet store, where he set several animals loose in the process. Matthew.
Okay. Sounds like a normal story so far.
Okay.
I'm going to switch it over so you can see the man's mugshot and see what his name is.
Matthew Pancake.
That last name's amazing.
There was a baseball player that played for the minor league club. Joey Pancake.
Joey Pancake.
There was, they're related.
There was an LPGA golfer. Her last name was Pancake, and she was sponsored by Waffle House.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
perfect.
Matthew Pancake is charged with breaking and entering and vandalism. Police on scene told 10TV they got a call about a burglary alarm going off at a Roosters on Nike Station Way. When they got there just after 3 o'clock this morning, they found the restaurant was broken into. Police say video showed a man in leopard print pajamas inside the building. About 100 yards away, officers found the Petland was also broken into and animals were running around the parking lot. Officers found hamsters in Pancake's pants when finally making the arrest.
Hamsters in Pancake's pants.
That's okay if you're a clown named Pancake. It's still weird.
Here comes Pancake in his hamster pants.
He had sticky fingers.
We say it all the time. We never know what to expect in our job. And one day, you know, you're running after a suspect. The next day, you're running after a ferret or a bunny.
Well, police also recovered two dogs, multiple birds, and at least two bunnies from the parking lot. Pancake is due back in court tomorrow.
I bet it looked like that scene on the farm from The Boys. The chickens and the sheep.
I hope they gave him a cavity check.
Right? He's got all the gerbils.
Yeah.
All of them.